We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station. It's 4 o'clock, or a few minutes after, and time for Sports Talk Live, brought to you in part by People's Bank. Yeah, I was going to say something about that last song we played. Pretty awesome stuff. Widespread Panic, something that you just won't hear in Coleman. And that's something that we're all about right here at Live 95. Just like we're all about Sports Talk Live, Coleman's very own sports show. Time now to go ahead and introduce the guys. Remember, this show is always available on demand after the show, live95coleman.com. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, let us know, studio@live95coleman.com. And now here are your hosts, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thank you, Jay. Good to be back with everyone on a Thursday, getting closer to the weekend, Ronnie.
Yes, hallelujah.
I'm telling you, it couldn't come any sooner for me.
No, it could not.
In fact, I think I'm going to vote, like my vote would count, but I'm going to vote for a 5-day weekend and a 2-day work week.
I think that, well, hey, that if that was to be voted on by the country, it would pass.
No doubt about it.
Because about half the country doesn't work at all.
Yeah, some people, if they work 2 days, that would be that would be 3-4 months worth.
Oh, yes, it would.
Hey, folks, got a lot on tap today, and some exciting news on some things coming up. We're going to be talking about, as always, Alabama Auburn football. We'll be looking at some recruiting news. As always, out in left field news. Going to talk about Johnny Manziel today and the price his jersey fetched, right?
Just chicken feed.
Oh, nothing for a big stepper like you.
No, I carry that around in my front pocket.
Also, on the money side, we're going to dive a little bit into golf. Ronnie, I know you're a golfer.
I am.
Probably follow it a lot closer than I do.
I enjoy watching it, I'll put it that way.
Does the name Roy McIlroy?
That means a lot. Matter of fact, that guy just won the British Open recently.
Yes,
sir. I think he's 25 or 26 years old, something like that.
No one could be prouder than his dad. His dad, in fact, it was just under 10 years ago, made be equal to $683 bet on his son to win a championship, a major championship, before he turned 26. This is when McIlroy was 15 years old.
And when he was 15, he made a $600-something bet.
$683 that his son would win a major before the age of 26.
Now, my only question would be, why such an odd number? A 600
he,
and what?
I think he broke the piggy bank. And that's just what
that's
he,
that what he
with,
had.
Yeah.
That's what he had in it.
Actually, in the, I guess it's the pound, it amounted to 400 pounds. And so,
Okay.
Currency exchange,
that's right.
$683.
Yeah, he's from, well, I don't know.
Is Timbuktu.
Timbuktu. I was going to say Ireland, but I'm not for sure.
Earthly idea.
I don't either.
The win paid off well for Mr. McIlroy. The $683 bet paid a whopping $341,730.
Over $300,000 he won?
Yes,
on a $600 bet. $683
bet. The odds were something like 500-1.
Who was he? Was he betting it? Against a line somewhere, or was it just a bet with somebody, or do you know?
No, it was placed with some type of bookie, establishment or something.
That's having a lot of confidence in your son there, isn't it? 15 years old, you're shelling out 600, about 700 bucks a bet.
Can you imagine a $341,000?
Oh, my goodness.
Because your son wins a golf
tournament. He wins
a tournament,
yeah, and he probably won $1.5, $1.7 million by winning the British Open.
Oh, he is no doubt in no pain for money.
No, he wasn't before that either, because he's won a lot.
And as always, Roy McIlroy has. The paper I'm looking for here that has all those figures has disappeared.
Well,
I
cannot imagine that would happen to you.
I'll come back to it when I find it.
Yeah, it's not important.
Simple.
That's right.
Talking about the big bucks, Ronnie, what about Johnny Manziel's jersey?
I bought it.
So, folks, if you want to see Johnny Manziel's jersey,
you need to come to my house. I've got it hanging on the wall.
The estimates are it would take a winning bid of around $100,000, making it the highest price ever paid for a collegiate jersey.
Well, it's not going to be auctioned because I paid $175,000
for it. You got it.
I bought it. That's right. I bought it on the table.
Hey, that's nothing to
chicken feet.
Stepper.
Only chicken feet.
Man, I'm telling you, if I had $100,000 to spend, it wouldn't be on Johnny Football.
No, you got that right. I can find something a whole lot better to spend my money on than a jersey.
Hey, how about this news? This is not going to shock anybody. Moolah is gone.
Moolah is gone again?
The moolah sponsored by People's Bank is gone again. And needless to say, who the winner is. The winner, once again, Cindy Wilson.
Just unreal. But the one consolation we have is, what did she hunt that, 5, 6, 7 hours, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. And she did tell me that, this was Wednesday morning, or Wednesday about lunchtime, she came in the office to collect once again, getting to be a routine thing. We pay on Wednesdays, and Cindy usually comes on Wednesdays.
She's just on payroll. You got a new employee. Hey, before you know it, you're going to have to be paying for her insurance. Yeah.
She came in and told me she was sore from walking Tuesday night. She got out that night and
got
the money. And it took her, the picture actually gave it away. I tweeted a picture.
Yeah.
I told everyone I would tweet it within 24 hours.
Yeah.
The next morning, mid-morning, I tweeted the picture in the building.
So without the picture, she would not have found it. We would have had to give it another clue.
Another clue. So I learned a lesson on that one.
No more picture.
For those of you who don't know, didn't read it, the envelope was hidden in the lower level of the parking deck, taped to a steel beam facing the building. I can't remember what that building is, but they made it into condos and
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. It was hidden there. Not there anymore, but the good news is there is another envelope hidden in Coleman.
Yeah. Oh, there is another one. You've already hit it again.
Another one.
My goodness.
And for those of you that say, hey, heck, I'm not hunting that, Cindy's going to find it. Cindy has agreed out of the kindness of her heart to call the dogs off.
She's going to give somebody else a chance.
Yeah, she's going to sit out and give everyone else a chance to find it. And again, if you ever lose anything, call me. I'll get you Cindy's number. And, man, she'll find it.
Well, that's the American way, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's going to sit out. She's going to sit out a turn.
Hey, here it is. Here it is. The golfing money. Who do you think, just off the top of your head, would be the leader, the money leader? This year
alone? Oh, goodness. Wow. Well, since Roy McIlroy won, I'm going to say Roy McIlroy. Do I get a second?
Give me a two, yeah. Roy was Roy, not number one.
He was number eight.
Number eight.
That means I thought he played well. Maybe he's not playing a lot of tournaments. You know, some of the big names now, they don't play every week. They play every now and then. Bubba Watson.
You got it.
Hey.
Bubba Watson, number one.
What about that?
How about $5,102,000?
Well, boy, life's tough for old
Bubba.
That'll
buy you a set of clubs.
The thing about it is Bubba doesn't even have to buy his clubs.
Yeah.
None of them do as far as that goes.
That's free money.
Free money. $5 million already this year.
$5 million, not very far ahead of Jimmy Walker, and that's a name I'm not even familiar with.
It's the first year I've heard of him.
Jimmy
really
Walker,
heard of him.
$4,999,000. Dustin Johnson in third.
Yeah.
$4,249,000.
Do you know who? I'm going to forget his name. Who was the? Here's a little trivia. See if you know the answer to this. Maybe the greatest hockey player ever to play.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't think of it. Jay, do you know that one?
No help from Jay.
I know Melissa follows hockey some, so I thought you might know that.
I had it just a minute ago. All-time great. I can see
Gretzky.
Him. Gretzky.
Yep.
You
Wayne
got
Gretzky.
It. Wayne Gretzky. Dustin Johnson dates his daughter. That's just a little trivia. Not that it means absolutely nothing around here.
Something. You know? You may get asked sometime for $100,000.
Yes. You never know when somebody's going to stop you on the street, just like the old guy on Fox News. It's on O'Reilly, you know, it does the segment where he walks around and asks people questions, you know. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
I will say Melissa has taken up a new hobby. She's playing trivia with some people around town.
Yeah.
And I don't know how she knows. I mean, she's a woman, so she knows everything. But she knows everything about everything, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, okay. Well,
there is people like that.
That's right.
I'm not one of them.
No, me either. Wayne's World.
Yeah.
That's a guy. Goes around and asks people questions. Unbelievable, some of the ignorant answers. that they give.
Hey, that's not surprising. I mean, by going in our out of left field news.
Oh, they are out of left field every moment.
Hey, folks, we're coming up on a break, and we're going to change the game plan.
We're going
to go about
game.
2 more minutes and go
that's
to
right.
a break. So I got time to tell you this. As I said, Roy McIlroy, 8. Sergio Garcia comes in at 9, a name I am familiar with, $3,000,426.
Did you call out the top five?
No, I got to four. Jim Furyk, or however how you pronounce
Furyk.
His name.
Furyk, Jim Furyk.
Furyk. He needs to get an easier name.
Or just go by Jim.
He comes in at four. Yeah, why do you name your son something as simple as Jim and have a last name
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's work on that. $4,170,000. Matt Kuchar.
Kuchar. He's from Georgia. Went
to
Georgia Tech.
$4,014,000. If you drop back to number 19, as far as 19, Harris English.
I don't know who that is.
Is probably going to be applying for food stamps at $2,829,000.
He's just barely getting by. I bet, you know, about the 28th or the 30th every month, he's got to check with the banks if he's got any money in his checking account.
You know, as sad as it is, it wouldn't be surprise to me if somebody making $2.8 million had some kind of government assistance.
Oh, man. Hey, we're going to take a break here in just a few minutes. Our phone number is 737-9951. Give us a call at any time. We will discuss any subject you want to talk about. So that, again, is our phone number, 737-9951. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Amigo, I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them. It's impossible to beat them, but bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator. To have bananas that are fully ripe, you must be absolutely sure to take them home and let them ripen at indoor temperature.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Thank you, Marie Wilson and Charlie Butterworth, for your contribution to the evening's fun. And immediately after Tiny's message, there's a little vocal contribution I'd like to make. All right, Tiny?
Thank you, Al. Okay, Lud? That sentimental little ballad is called Hands Across the Table. Whether it conjures up a picture of two romantic people holding hands or a picture of Junior reaching across the table for a second piece of cake, I want you to remember this one fact. Those hands, no matter whose they are, can spread the germs of many common diseases. That's why I want you to realize how important it is to keep hands clean, to wash them regularly and always before meals with Lifebuoy, which not only removes dirt, but helps to remove germs. Teach the children this habit. Form it yourself. Always use Lifebuoy for hands and face as well as the bath.
Can't be free.
Welcome back once again. 419 on a Thursday afternoon, talking a little sports here with my partner in crime, Ronnie Barnes. And Ronnie, I think you've got some local news worth mentioning.
Yeah, we've got some just some local sports and recreational activities that we want to mention. We always want to give a plug to our local sports. That's what we're all about anyway. And I noticed this in the paper. We have a new, or Cumming has a new director of the Park and Rec, and that's Nathan Anderson. Nathan's been around here, I guess, all his life. I know he went to school at Vimont and played for Coach Payne up there. Was a good player, good post player for him, which has nothing to do with being named as the director of Park and Rec.
Park and Rec ever gets a team up, they've got a good post player.
That's right. They got their post player, you know. Take that citywide, you know. Playing all cities in Park and Rec against the staff members. So congratulations there, and well-deserved to Nathan Anderson for being director of the Park and Rec. Also, last year, there was a football player at Hanceville by the name of Sheldon Lewis, graduated, well, I guess it was year before last. Then last year, he walked on at UNA, stuck with the team, did everything he was needed, you know, that he had to do to be successful academically, athletically, and he's been rewarded now that he has signed a scholarship for the remainder of his time at UNA. So we want to congratulate Sheldon Lewis for signing at UNA. I remember watching him run the football, and I think he one time I saw him play against Vimont, I think, and it was not a pretty sight as to what Sheldon did to him. But, you know, the consolation, he did that about every week to everybody he played.
Oh, yeah. UNA, the former home of A.J. Lamar.
That's right. You call over, you can call it over to UNA now, and I know this for a fact, and you can mention A.J. Lamar's name. They know exactly who A.J. Lamar is.
Hot off the press.
Hot off the press. Yes, we will. We will get that one in just a few minutes, but you are exactly right. A.J. Lamar is...
A.J. could carry the pigskin.
A.J. is the man in Florence, Alabama.
I'm telling you, A.J., back in his high school days...
he wouldn't antagonize you either, would he?
Not at all. He worked with us during the summers.
Oh, are you serious? A.J. did?
Yeah. He worked with us, and that rascal could stand flat-footed on the ground. And we had a little one-ton dump truck that we had asphalt on or dirt if we were cleaning up. But he could stand on flat-footed on the ground and jump on the back of that dump truck. Just stand and jump.
Would it be safe to say he was the only employee you had that could do
no
that?
No question.
Oh, A.J. was a... Well, he was a great athlete. You know, and you don't have three national championship rings for nothing.
That's right.
So he carries a lot of weight still at UNA, and a good guy, too.
Ronnie, we were talking earlier about the football season coming up and who's doing what and what players are going to be the topic of conversation. And we've ran across the ESPN top 50, but I think we've only got it down to 21. They're going to hold the others out.
Yeah, I think part of them will be released tomorrow, I think, down to 21 or something like that. So,
but have no fear, because we will guess who's going to be in the top 20.
Oh, yeah, there's no question.
It won't mean anything, but we'll take a guess.
And it will be, that's right, and it will be predominantly, we're going to say, be predominantly SEC players.
Oh, yeah.
Because as we scan through these from 100 down to whatever we got to?
I think 21.
21, yes, 21. There's not a lot of SEC players in that particular rank, at least from 100 down to 21, which that's the way it should be. Most of those SEC players should be in the top 20. Yeah. You know, it's by no luck that there's
so
no.
Who do we have that you can see? Alabama, Auburn.
Well, I'd have to go way down to find anybody. I think number 50. Hey, here's one. Get this one. This kid is a freshman. Has never played before. He's listed. He's tied for number 93.
How do you make the list and have never played?
I have no idea. That's what I was looking at. You know, he has never played, and he's tied for the 93rd best player in the country. I'll give you the college. See if you can get the name. The college is LSU.
I have no earthly idea.
Fournette. You remember the running back? It was between them, LSU and Alabama. Who was going to get him? The number one running back in the country last year.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's him.
Name don't mean anything, but number one running back.
Number one running back does, yes. So he is ranked 93rd. Still trying to scan through these quickly to look for just some SEC players because there's not many from Alabama and
Auburn.
Do
you think that the nation as a whole are fed up with SEC?
Sure they are.
If you're not living in the South, I think the country is sick of the SEC.
And if I didn't live in the South and I didn't like SEC football, I'd be sick of it too.
Yeah.
But, you know, records don't lie. Number of players drafted to the NFL doesn't lie. And national championships don't lie.
That's right. And the scary part to me is the committee that's going to decide the four teams that go into the playoffs with the country being sick of the SEC.
Yep.
Now, if it's a clear cut, no question about it, they're going in.
Yep.
But if it's a decision between an Auburn or a Michigan,
yeah,
a Georgia and a UCLA.
Yeah,
I think UCLA is going to get the nod. I think Michigan's going to get the nod.
I do too.
People are being sick of the SEC.
I agree. I don't think there's any doubt, at least what I believe, is if it's close, the SEC is going to get hosed.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And I'm wondering if that list is going to be the same way.
I don't know. See, as we get to the end of it, we will know a little bit more. The tied for 86th best player is the quarterback from Mississippi State, Prescott. Pretty good player. Then the defensive lineman, Chris Jones, is also tied for 86th from the Southeastern Conference. Here's another one from Arkansas tied for 86th. And again, I'm just going to blow through these quickly because, okay, here's one, University of Alabama. Christian Jones tied for the 81st best player in the country. I think he's a little better than that, but maybe I'm prejudiced. You know, he's a kid.
He might be.
He's a kid that, you remember the opening, was it kickoff last year? The first game he runs it back for a touchdown?
Yeah.
That's him, number 22. That takes it, that's down to number 81.
I'm interested to see where my man, let me take that back, where Auburn's quarterback, because
yeah.
I'm really not a Nick Marshall fan. I think
the jury's still out there,
yeah,
isn't it?
But I'm interested to see where he will come in. I'm going to guess he'll come in at number 5, number 6 maybe.
Certainly top 10. Hey, here's another one, Jason, we were talking about a while ago about a kid has not – no, this kid has. He's a sophomore, a defensive lineman from Alabama. He comes in as tied for the 68th best player. Sean Robinson.
And you know, the beauty of these lists is really their opinion means lot more than ours.
Oh,
does.
You're exactly right. It doesn't mean anything. It just gives folks something to talk about, you know.
Gives us something to do.
Gives us something to do. That's right. on a Thursday afternoon, you know, it gives us something to do. So, but that's just a few of them. Here's another one. Trey DePriest, linebacker from Alabama. He's number 57. O.J. Howard, number 54. He's a tight end. Wow, I think he's better than
ESPN,
that.
ESPN, the source of this.
Yes. I think he's much better than that. I would say he's one of the top 3 to 5 tight ends in the whole nation right now. But I know this is not by position.
I'm looking at the Bleacher Report, and they've got it. The top 25, Derrick Henry on this list coming in at 19. So I'm sure he'll make the top 20 on. Derrick Henry is a man.
Oh, yes, he is. Now, see, on this list, they got him ranked as 50.
Throw that list out the window.
Yeah, why are we even going over this? This is absurd.
It's SEC prejudice.
Yeah. Yep. Reese Dismukes, is that the way? Dismukes from Auburn. He's 47th.
47 and probably I think he should be higher.
Sure. So that's just a partial list of them. But you're exactly right. I would think the predominant number of SEC will greatly increase once we get down 20 and below.
Bleacher Report. Now, I guess the big difference on this is SEC players. The Bleacher Report has got Nick Marshall as number 5,
yeah.
So he may not even make the top 10 in ESPN.
He may not, because you're right, that is just SEC players only.
Who do you think the number 1 player in the SEC? This is a pretty easy one.
Oh, that's easy. That's going to be, and I haven't seen this, but I can tell you it's going to be Gurley from Georgia.
Gurley. Todd Gurley,
yes.
Georgia.
No question. Boy, he is outstanding. Great player.
Got a little blank time here,
yep.
Shuffling through papers.
Hey, here's Nick Marshall. He's number 22.
Number 22.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's way back from where I thought he would be.
He comes in at number 22.
That Mary Jane may have sent him on back a little bit.
if they're going to factor that in, you know. So anyway, that's 100 down through number 21. Not many, too many SEC players. We'll probably see some more. The 20th down to the 11th place will be Friday. And then, actually both, they'll finish it out. 20 down to the number one player in college football. Those will all be released tomorrow.
Good deal. Hey, other news, those of you, once again, I'm going to keep reminding people of this. And if you get a chance, drop an email or a phone call to DirecTV. I sent my weekly email today, and we'll make a call next week. I don't want to get too much the same thing. Still no word on the SEC network.
Yeah. So. You know, when we do out in left field here in a few minutes, I've got a segment that I thought of you I may have to find me somebody else to host this. Because you won't be available.
Yeah. If they don't get the network, I won't be available.
That's right.
Golf tournament coming up this weekend. I think not sure where they're playing at. But I think Tiger is like the third favorite to win.
I don't know.
I don't think he'll do it again.
I
think Tiger's probably not washed up, but he may be on his way down the drain.
I think Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 majors is very safe now.
No, it's not going to be any problem. And before we go to a break that'll be coming up here in about 3 or 4 minutes, I want to make one personal announcement to my wife. If she's listening, if she's not, she's going to miss it.
She left behind.
Yeah, you're left behind. If you are listening, pack your bags. We're going to head out tomorrow. I took tomorrow off. I'm not going to tell her yet where we're going, but we are going to be headed out. So the dog is already taken care of.
You got dog TV turned up.
We've got a dog sitter lined up.
You got the sitter. You just turned it on dog TV, man.
Could teach him to let himself in and out. Now, if I put one of those little doors in.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Would never work at my house. I have had a possum in the basement, a snake in the basement. I had a possum up in Kathy's motor sitting on the fender wheel, then got up in the motor. And I didn't know it, but while I'm inside, I hear the dogs barking. Go out. Of course, they're trying to get to the possum.
Yeah, of course. Like a good
dog
would.
They can't get to it, but they can scratch your vehicle. Both dogs out there, full speed, scratching on the side.
Just like a drug dog.
Oh, yeah. But we did get the possum out. But anyway, personal housekeeping stuff. Go ahead and be packing. If not, I'll be going by myself.
Yeah, but going down to Lake Con.
Hey, when we come back from the break, you know what it's going to be time for?
I'm going to guess it's going to be time for a little bit of, we're going to be back out in left field
out
again.
Out in left field.
Oh,
and
my
then
goodness.
Shortly after that, we'll have People's Bank. Where's Moolah? The first clue to it.
And again.
Cindy is warming up right now,
yes.
Getting ready.
That's right.
To see if she can figure it out.
She's
not going to hunt
that's
it,
right.
folks, so go ahead
that's
and,
right.
and but, be looking for
yeah.
it.
Yeah, but hey, we've got a minute or so before our break, so Jason Reed, what's going on here in Coleman?
Hey, tomorrow, Celebrate Coleman, the 4th annual Celebrate Coleman. This started back in 2011 when the tornadoes came through and took out a big portion of downtown, continuing with that tradition that started after that horrible event. This year again, there will be free entertainment, free kids activities, free fun for the whole family, and Ronnie, the key word, free.
Free.
Not many events free.
No, there's not, but that one is.
Hey, go entertain yourself free. Also new this year, Live 95. Going to be on the scene.
There's no other reason that you would need to, if you couldn't think of any other reason to go, than knowing that Live 95 was going to be broadcasting, that's all you need
to
know.
That's it. The events will start at 2 o'clock. Fest Hall.
This is when I do my sound effect.
Hey, that's good. That's good. You may get a job on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite possibly.
The old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
2 o'clock, the Blue Brass Band, 3:30, Smoke and Mirrors on the Bill Smith stage, 5 to 6. The band Nick, 7 to 8. Matt Taylor Band, 10 to 11:30. Thad Company. The Happy Home stage will feature at 6 to 7, Cole Rain, 8 to 9, Mitch Mann, 9 to 10, Brad Band. be plenty of kids' activities in front of the Busy Bee and beside the chapel, so take those Rugrats with you. Throw them on something here. They've got a cow train presented by 4D Farms.
Yeah, put it on for about 4 hours and just come back and get them at the end.
A mechanical bull that Runny will be riding.
Yes, sir.
With a Live 95 t-shirt.
I'm going to let everybody else that wants to ride it before me, because hey, I know when I get it, I'll burn the motor out of that thing. They'll have to have the fire department out there to put that bull out.
Blow up bounce rides, a prize tent. Cindy, stay away from the prize tent, please. Games, snow cones, and cotton candy. And here we go, my favorite part, the $5 food court. Local restaurants providing the food.
For $5?
$5. Beer and drinks available to go along with the food. So come out and join us, Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station. We will be broadcasting live from the event. We'll be set up around Moe's Original Barbecue. So come by and meet us and say hi to us. See who these crazy people are behind these mics. Celebrate Coleman is put on in association with the Downtown Coleman Merchants Association and Coleman Parks and Rec. We're going to a break. We'll be right back with Out in Left Field.
Hang around.
So now, Toby Reed with a word to something that is really a matter of life and death. And that is, Toby?
A blowout, Walter.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a blowout in one of the tires on your automobile. Did you ever stop to think that if you're driving at today's top speed of 35 miles an hour and a blowout swerves your car into an oncoming truck, which travels at the same speed, the resulting crash has a force of 70 miles an hour. Now, that's enough to double you right over the steering wheel and push the engine through the dash. Yet there is actually no need for a blowout to throw your car out of control. Not if the car is equipped with Goodyear lifeguards. For the lifeguard is an inner tire, a two-ply safety tire within a tube. It replaces the conventional inner tube, and if your outer tire and tube blow, the inner tire of the lifeguard remains inflated, holds the car steady so you can come to a sure, safe stop. That's the kind of blowout protection your family needs, and such sure protection it is that never once has a lifeguard been reported to fail. Never once. Think it over. Ask your Goodyear dealer if he has any of the few lifeguards now available. If so, equip your car with lifeguards, which are now ration free. For remember, when your tire blows out, the Goodyear lifeguard never lets you down.
The Jergens Program with Walter Winchell, America's one-man newspaper. Walter Winchell's famous column appears in the New York Daily Mirror and other newspapers from New York to Honolulu. He's here with flash news, odd news, exclusive news. We have a Thanksgiving treat for you tonight. Miss Alma Archer is here in our Jergens studio and will speak to you later. Alma Archer is an expert on smartness and beauty, and she believes that the care of her hands is a duty for every woman. And now to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. North American. All the ships at sea. Let's go to press. Flash. Juarez, Mexico. Betty Lawford, who takes a bath before... And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jergens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who thinks every American has at least one thing to be thankful for on Thursday next. Thankful that we still salute a flag and not a shirt. Good night.
Hi, Charlie. What you watching?
Ballet.
Oh, how is it?
Too soon to tell. So far, it's been nothing but dancing. But I'll watch it anyway, to show Starkist my good taste.
But surely, Starkist don't want tunas with good taste. Starkist wants tunas that taste good.
Hey, that's for me.
Sorry, Charlie. Only good-tasting tuna get to be Starkist. Good-tasting 100% prime fillet.
This is good-tasting tuna.
Get Starkist tuna.
Note the name. Starkist.
Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it around.
I can feel the rain, I can feel the rain, grave digger. When you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain?
Welcome back to Live 95, and that music means it's out in left field time.
That's it. Only one thing that music can mean.
Hey, and this is becoming one of the favorite segments. Seems like no matter who you talk to about the show, if they've listened in, hey, out in left field news always comes up.
They love out in left field segment.
Speaking of which, we're going to do an update to a story that we done last week.
A slight update?
Yeah, a slight update, a little change in the circumcision turned amputation lawsuit. An attorney for two Alabama doctors accused in the lawsuit of amputating a man's part. We'll just say that. In what was supposed to have been a routine circumcision, filed motion Tuesday seeking to have the claims dismissed. Ronnie, it's beginning to look like
this is all a farce.
Yes, it's all made up, all a lie, and the man has really no evidence. I mean, he's short of evidence.
He's short of.
But his attorney, Mr. Gray, said he still he still stands firmly by the allegations. But would not comment on the specifics of the case. I don't file frivolous lawsuits, he said.
This is
the
lawyer.
Remember, the man did not know when it happened.
Yeah, I said, and I told you had to be more to this story.
And you were 100% right.
Exactly.
It's beginning to look like
there's a lot more to the story than less to the story.
Yeah. Hey, which will lead us right into your first story.
Yeah, I got one right here, and I'm not. This is from West Virginia. I think this
Thank goodness it's not Alabama.
That's right. I think this is the first one from West Virginia, but the title of the article says, "Woman Spotted Walking Naked Man on Dog Leash Along Road." Again,
you
can't make this up. This is in West Virginia. It says a couple from Washington County.
I think I saw that on the 48 Hours. Friday.
You saw that on 48 Hours. I hope she wasn't walking for 48 hours. Oh, yeah. It says a couple from Washington County could be facing charges after a bizarre incident Tuesday morning. According to our CBS affiliate, WTRF, a naked man was allegedly being led along on a dog leash by a fully clothed woman on Route 40 around 9:30 in the morning in Ohio County, West Virginia. When police arrived, the man was fully clothed. Police determined the two were consenting adults as well.
Hey, could you say that this man would do pretty much anything his wife asked?
She told him to do. Yeah,
honey, we're going for a walk.
We know who literally wears the pants in this family, don't we? boy. You know, that kind of.
Can you imagine going down the road?
What was that?
Yeah.
Mildred? Mildred, what was that? Was that a man down on all fours?
No, I wasn't even picturing that.
I say he's on a dog leash, so I'm thinking he's down on all fours walking. For
some reason today, our out in left field news has took a nude turn. My next story, naked man breaks into home, takes a nap. Albuquerque, New Mexico. A New Mexico man faces charges after authorities say a couple found him naked and sleeping in their bed. Now, investigators say that 30-year-old Freddie Shelby was arrested Sunday after homeowners called police to report their unwanted mystery guest. According to a criminal complaint, Shelby broke into the couple's home through a window, grabbed a Sprite.
A Sprite.
From the refrigerator before falling asleep in the master bedroom.
Man.
Authorities say the homeowners found a disrobed Shelby in a deep sleep. Officers arrived and called the man, but he slept through it. Authorities say Shelby woke up only after an officer ripped the blankets off of him. Shelby told officers he thought he was at his girlfriend's house. He was charged with breaking and entering. It was not immediately known if he had an attorney.
Oh, well,
he may need one.
He may be in desperate need of a little bit of help.
If you've seen this picture
yeah.
of this man, it would explain.
It would tell the whole story. You know, you would think, if you're going to go to your girlfriend's house, would you normally go through the window?
Hey, I hadn't even thought about that, but you're right.
You know? I mean, why would you crawl through the... And even when you got in there, I mean, would you not... Even if you thought you were in her apartment or her home, you would look around and think, she's painted.
Yeah.
She's got new furniture.
Different furniture.
It's,
but
it's
by
beds.
Looking at this man, I would say the old heroin or crack or
yeah,
something.
Or all the above. Oh, well, hey, what a commercial that could be for Sprite. What a man will do to get a Sprite.
Hey,
and
anything.
I think you had one just a few minutes ago.
I've still got one sitting here somewhere.
Oh, that man on that lease got it. They came in and got that. Hey, I got one more right here. And I really thought of you, Jason, when I read this
one. I can't wait to hear this.
Well, at least I didn't say I thought about you with the guy on the lease.
Yeah. I hope not.
Yeah. Kathy leading you around. That may explain why you're going somewhere this weekend.
No comment on
that. Oh, my God. Here's the title of the article. This happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Woman pulls gun on a Comcast worker over cable fees.
Amen.
I can understand that.
Oh, I can't.
She is.
Do the SEC network?
No, I don't think this one has.
Though.
It's getting close, though. I can understand fully why the lady would do that. You ever know, every time you get an envelope in the mail that is whatever your provider is, you know what's coming.
Oh,
rates
no
are going up.
No doubt. Tyler brought me in one from DirecTV today, and before he got it to me, I said, don't bring any bills. He handed it to me, DirecTV, and I said, I bet the NFL package has already started billing. Sure enough, DirecTV bill, $152.
What a man will do to watch some football.
That's it. You got to have it.
You got it. Okay, here we go. Again, this is in Albuquerque. Everyone knows that dealing with cable companies can be frustrating, but it's also important to remember that you might not want to shoot the messenger. A New Mexico woman is accused of pulling a gun on a Comcast employee after he informed her that some fees that she didn't know about. A Comcast serviceman allegedly went to her home in Albuquerque to complete some work, and before getting started, he told her there was a fee. She thought it would be free, got upset, called customer service. When the fee was confirmed, she refused to pay, and the co-worker started putting his tools away. At that moment is when she
got serious.
She went Clint Eastwood on him, and she pulled a gun. She pulled a gun on him because she didn't like the fees.
All right,
wow.
We got time for one more
okay,
before we go to a break. And this one on a little bit lighter side, nothing naked. Just a simple case of a toddler crashing his family Jeep. Toddler crashes Jeep, runs home to watch cartoons. Police say a toddler crashed a Jeep into an Oregon home, then ran back to his home to watch cartoons.
How old was he now?
3 years old.
3 years old.
Authorities say the 3-year-old boy, who was wearing only a diaper, so he was
clean, oh, you're kidding.
climbed into the Jeep Tuesday evening, knocked it out of gear. Witnesses say it rolled down the street, through an intersection, into a house, causing minor damage. Reports say the officers found the boy on the couch watching TV if nothing at all had happened.
So, well, was he going to the 7-Eleven for a pack of cigarettes or something?
Hey, but here, his... He said his parents weren't home and another relative was sleeping.
Oh.
3-year-old. Now, imagine this. Has time to get out of the house, get in a Jeep, drive it down the street, crash into a house.
Was it sitting out there idling?
He just knocked it out of gear. It must have ran down the road.
Oh, okay. He didn't crank it necessarily.
No.
Okay.
So anyway, but he did make it back unharmed and in time to watch his car.
He just got out, walked back home.
Hey, we're going to take a short break, Ronnie, and when we come back,
is it time again?
It's time for Moolah.
My goodness, we're...
First clue coming for Moolah, so stay with us. We'll be right back in about 2 minutes.
Even
even if you brush in a rush. Brisk fluoride toothpaste starts instant action against tooth decay. Brisk, B-R-I-S-K, Brisk.
When you are late and in a rush to clean your teeth, do you really brush or do you just brush in a rush? Brisk helps protect you from decay, starts instant action right away. Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste.
You should brush your teeth thoroughly, but when you have to, brush in a rush. Brisk fluoride toothpaste starts instant action against tooth decay, helps strengthen tooth enamel on contact, instantly destroys most bacteria that cause mouth odor and decay.
Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste.
For those who say top and you spent, the best gifts in life are free. Gifts to grace your living room, each backed by a guarantee.
Free for top value stem, an elegant polished brass chafing dish. Or, if something spills, a Bissell carpet sweeper, perfect for touch-up. To brighten your living room, select the beautiful Bradley table lamp, fashioned in walnut and brass. To enjoy your favorite TV shows in any room, choose an RCA portable television set. Like everything else, free for top value stem.
So save, top value stamps. The best gifts in life are free.
C-R-E-S-T-A? B-L-A-N-C-A. Cresta? Blanca. Cresta Blanca.
Moolah time once again.
A little Pink Floyd, a little money.
Money. You can't win.
No.
Unless
you're Cindy Wilson.
All right, folks. Are you ready?
Get your pen and your paper out.
Get your pen. Hey, first clue. If you were looking for moolah, you wouldn't want to make a wrong turn. All right. Think about it. If you were looking for moolah, you would not want to make a wrong turn. Now, that can mean a lot of things.
Yeah. And I don't know where it is. So that
no, that's
clue,
right. I've never told you.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
The reason I think you and Cindy are in cahoots.
She's splitting it with me. There's the first clue. We're going to have another clue.
We're going to have another clue. May even do three clues today.
Three today. So the challenge is on. That Cindy says she's not going to win this week. She's going to sit it out.
Cindy's going to sit out and give everybody else a chance. So, folks, this week, $50. Moolah is holding $50.
$50. That's a free 50.
Free $50. That would pay for a night out or pay a water bill or... Buy a can of Sco.
Yeah, whatever. Pay on your power bill, whatever the case may be.
So, Ronnie, I understand the coaches poll is out today. Not a big surprise to anyone, the ratings.
No, not a big surprise at all, but the first poll is out for college football, so we know it's getting close to kicking this thing off and playing some college football when we have a poll comes out. But just like you said, this poll means absolutely nothing other than for – you know, people to have something to talk about.
Yeah, we've got to have it. In fact, I can remember as early as probably the end of January, 1st of February, I was already looking for projections for the 2014-2015 year, seeing where they had Auburn, seeing where Alabama was at. It's pretty much like I thought it would be.
It is. And before we run through this top 25, and again, it means absolutely nothing. Excuse me. But to just state the known fact that the SEC is, in our mind, the dominant conference in the country and has been for years, the breakdown is this. In the top 25, there's seven teams out of the SEC. The Pac-12 has six. The Big Ten has four. The Big 12 has four. The ACC has three.
Three.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. And then there's one that's an independent. Do you know, and you haven't seen this, do you know who the independent team is? They're not in a conference that is ranked in the top 25.
I would guess Notre Dame.
You're exactly right. That is Notre Dame. So that is the breakdown of how they shake out here to start with. Again, this is a coach's poll. It means absolutely nothing.
Does it give – I'm not looking at it, so I'm going to have to ask you, does it give the total votes as far as how many number one votes?
It gives –
I think Florida State got all but three or four of them.
Yeah, this print's so small I can't see it. I think there was 50 – there were 62. Let's see if it.
Alabama, I think I heard this right, received no first place
vote. No, Alabama did not receive the first place vote. I think there was like 62 votes, something like that, and Florida State got like 56 of them. So, you know, certainly it was dominated by.
And they should. I mean,
yeah.
Let's be honest, Florida State won it last year, pretty much everyone returning. Yeah, and
exactly.
Famous Jameis is back.
That's right. So that just takes us right into going over the top 25 by the coaches poll. Number one, no surprise to anybody, is Florida State Seminoles. And I think that I can see they have 56 first-place votes.
And as bad as I dislike Florida State is probably the lowest of the low, in my opinion, due to a lot of factors. Yeah. But I would have to rate them number one, too.
Yeah, there's no question. Number two is Alabama Crimson Tide. Again, they get no first-place votes, so they're coming at number two. Number three is another one of our favorite, Oklahoma Sooners, and they get three first-place votes, Oklahoma does.
Bob's and somebody else.
Yes. Number four is Oregon Ducks. They get one vote for first place. Auburn comes in at number five. They don't get any votes. Ohio State, number six, gets one vote for first place. Number seven could be a surprise for a lot of people, or to a lot of people, and that's UCLA. I think UCLA can be in the mix to get into that playoff. Of course, yeah, you know, they're going to have to be
a lot better last year.
A lot better. Of course, now they're going to have to be able to beat the Oregon Ducks, and I don't know that they're going to be able to. You know,
Oregon will give it up to somebody. They've done every year except 2010 when Auburn played them in the championship.
Yep.
Every year, Oregon seems to slip up somewhere down the line.
Somewhere they give one away, kind of like Georgia does sometimes. Number eight, Michigan State. That's a good football team. Number nine, I think this team is ranked too low. I'll ask your opinion. Number nine is South Carolina Gamecocks. Do you think nine's about right?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think they're any higher than maybe eight. Probably, okay. I would agree with nine.
Okay, I thought they should be a little bit higher. I think they're going to have a great year. I think they'll be in the SEC championship game and they'll get beat
by Auburn,
by Alabama. Number 10, the Baylor Bears. Number 11, Stanford. Number 12, another SEC school, the Georgia Bulldogs. Number 13, LSU Tigers. 14, the Wisconsin Badgers. And see, that'll be a good one right there. Those two play one another, you know, first game of season, LSU and Wisconsin. Then we have USC Trojans. We have the Clemson Tigers at number 16. Number 17, Notre Dame. 18, Arizona State. I know nothing about Arizona State. Number 19, the Ole Miss Rebels. Number 20, Texas A&M. Number 21, Jason, this will open your eyes a little bit. The Kansas State Wildcats.
Yeah, that's going to make for an interesting Thursday night as Auburn travels
to Kansas State. Yeah, that'll be a good one. Number 22, the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Number 23, North Carolina Tar Heels. Number 24, the Texas Longhorns. And rounding out the top 25 is the Washington Huskies. That's the top 25. The thing that kind of stands out here to me, there is no one in the ACC, that league, unless some kind of fluke happened, that's going to be able to touch Florida State. There's only three teams, Jason, ranked in the top 25. And again, this is a coach's poll. It means nothing. There's only three teams in the ACC that are ranked. Of course, Florida State, again, is at number one. And then the next one is...
Excuse me, but did I not hear Clemson? Clemson's nowhere in the top 25.
Clemson.
I don't think I heard the Clemson name.
Yes, they are, too. I overlooked them. Yes, I'm sorry. Clemson is 16.
16, okay.
Okay, 16. Florida State, Clemson, and then North Carolina comes in at 23rd. Three teams in the top 25.
That is a top-heavy number one and nothing else.
That's about right, unless, you know, somebody can slip up.
Hey, but they can play the round ball in the ACC.
They can do that. Now, Clemson, you know, I don't know. I mean, they lost a lot. They lost their quarterback, Taj Boyd, and lost the great receiver, Sammy Watkins. They were 11-2 on the season, but I don't see them being able to in any way beat Florida State.
Ronnie, one thing I want to dive into, and we've got about 5 minutes, so let's go ahead and tackle it. And I know a friend of mine, number 22, we talked to him the other day. Eddie is listening in now, and maybe we can get him to call in and give his opinion. But we talked about players and the off-the-field actions of the players and what is being reported on ESPN, and I think you compared them earlier to a TMZ now instead of a sports reporting.
Yeah, you know, Jason, and I was watching some of it today, and I think when the sports network started out, I think the original intent was, let's talk about the sport, let's talk about teams, let's talk about players, what they're doing on the field, you know, what the coaches are doing, what strategies they're doing, let's give them the stats, and all those things that take place on the field or on the diamond or on the court. But because it's 24 hours a day, to me, they have expanded way beyond what the average guy like me and you wants to listen to. Because, look, when I sit down in front of the TV, if Karen asks me, what are you thinking? And if I say nothing, that's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking about anything, nothing. I'm just watching, you know, whatever sports channel I want to watch. But I want to hear about the teams and what's going on. I don't care about what they're doing away from the game.
Like you said, it's 24 hours a day. Every other station now is a 24-hour sports station, and it's come down to ESPN's got to outdo Fox. Fox has got to outdo ESPN.
Right.
Who can get the big story? Who can make the news? And to be honest, it does sell. I mean, people like us that really love sports don't care anything about hearing it. But
no,
the average Joe out there, hey, they like to hear it.
They do. But, again, for me, it just gets on my nerves. If I want to watch Current Affairs or TMZ, I'll turn over to those channels and watch that. If I'm watching a sports network, I want to be talking about sport.
Right.
And not about
the internet. The social media has changed sports 180 degrees from what it was even 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The Nick Marshall situation.
Yes.
Blown. I mean, no doubt what he done was wrong.
Sure.
He should face the consequences, whatever Coach Malzahn comes up with.
Right.
It was blown way out of proportion to what it was. Made every national news talk show, every national news, Fox News was reporting it.
Yes.
And we got to remember, these are still kids. They're 18, 19 years old.
Sure.
And kids are going to make mistakes.
Yeah, got to be careful, you know, about throwing stones, you know. But that's – and I know it's about time we take a break here in just a minute or so, but that just gets – and I want to talk about it more when we come back. Hey, we got
phones were off the hook if you tried to call in. So that is a uh-oh on our side.
That's right.
If you get a chance, give us a call at 256-737-9951. Let us know what you think about the coverage ESPN is giving, and let us know what you think about the Nick Marshall situation.
Sure.
I'd like to hear some other opinions.
Is it too much information they're giving, or do you think it's just enough? For me, it's way too much. It's TMZ. It's Current Affair. I'm not interested in all the stuff it takes care away from.
I am interested in, will Gus stick to his no weed policy, zero tolerance?
Yeah, we'll see.
Will that be a I don't know. Hey, we've got Eddie on the line now. I knew he was listening. Yeah. Let's go ahead and take him, Jay, before the break. And
I think we can do that. Let's see. Right. He's on with you.
Hey, Ed. Hey.
What's going on, brother?
What's on?
You know, only time I really enjoy that is when it's usually the Auburn players. On.
Hey, somehow that doesn't surprise me.
Any other time, I would absolutely agree with you guys.
Hey,
it's Auburn 24/7. It's okay.
Is it just us, Eddie, or do you, I mean, is it, you have the same feeling? It's just too TMI, too much information that most guys don't care about.
Yeah, well, I think it's like anything else. It's the reason I don't sit around and watch the news all day. You know, everything is just reckless, and they just report on anything to see. You know, it's even when the Cam Newton thing prematurely broke years ago. Remember when they broke it weeks and weeks and weeks early?
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
Then it kind of went away. You know, it's those guys just reaching, just looking for anything that they can find to be first. It doesn't matter if it's real or it's accurate. They just want to be first. And hopefully they will have it right, but most times they don't.
That is the exact truth. You know, it's just, again, like you said, it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. They just want to be the first. You've got to be the first to report it. That's all that matters.
But in their defense, there is hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, riding on them being first and getting the story.
Sure.
You break one story, hey, you're set.
Yeah.
You guys remember Sports by Brooks?
Yeah.
Years back, you know how he was, and, you know, he'd report all this stuff. I think he's kind of gone away because it was unfair. Of course, I abused Jason on the Nick Marshall thing, just fun of it, because, you know, it's how we do it. But, you know, it is going to be interesting with Gus because, you know, Gus is really put on the spot now because, truthfully, I wish he wouldn't have made the statement that he made.
Oh, I do too, Eddie.
Yes.
I agree with you. He is behind the eight ball on this one. Either way he goes, it's not going to look good.
In the real world, you know, you're looking at a college student. They're going to make mistakes. They are, and some make more than others. But the thing about a coach is he can't go out. He's a grown man and say something. Then all of a sudden, hopefully, it's just going to go away. People are going to remind him of that statement, and that's the unfortunate part. And Jason, you can pass that on this one to Gus's credit. I mean, he's brought so much discipline back down there. I respect him for what he's brought back that Gene kind of let go away at the end. And I think that was Gene's problem his last year, just like it was Mike Shula's problem his last year. You know, and Gus has brought a strong discipline back to Auburn.
Right.
I will say that.
I agree.
Our insurance man who will be on with us just before football season, Alvin Bressler played at Auburn with Pat Sullivan and Terry Beasley. Mm-hmm. He had some good insight on that. And Gene's last days, the players were basically doing what they wanted to do, showing up for workouts when and if they wanted to. I mean, it was the prisoners running the prison.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was the same thing that happened to Mike. He kind of sold his soul there, and then they had no respect. And then you look at the class of people that, you know, Nick took over his first year. Nobody was even drafted on that team, you know, and that's what Mike left behind.
Yes.
And so, the job that Gus has done has just been phenomenal down in Auburn. And I think that's what he did.
Well, I'm glad, Eddie, this is going to be on demand because I want to hear you say that again when I get home.
So, in other words, I can't lie and say I really did that.
Just say,
that'll be all over Facebook tonight. I can see it.
Oh, man.
I can see it now. But, yeah, I totally agree. I think it's reckless reporting. And like Jason said, it is. If they do hit it, it's worth a lot of money. But the unfortunate part is usually they miss it. I mean, what Nick got pulled over for, you know, if it was anyone else, you know, you don't hear anything.
It's a non-story whatsoever.
Absolutely.
You know, that's kind of like, and we'll talk a little bit more about this. I want to when we come back, is all the coverage with the Ray Rice situation, you know, that's going on. I mean, that's all it was on today. You know, he had a press conference and all that kind of stuff.
And this is a week old now.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll talk, you know, we can talk a little bit more about it later, but there was no sports reporting much today. It was all, you know, talking heads sitting around a table discussing his press conference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any interest in hearing what they think about his press conference.
I know. I don't either. And it's crazy how, you know, and that's how they make a living. And unfortunately right now that they don't have much to talk about, so they have to come up with all kind of crazy stuff.
Exactly.
To talk about on TV.
Hey, Eddie, before we go, I want to give the top five again that the coaches have voted on. I want to see whether you think that...
Hey, Why did Jason point out that Alabama had zero first-place votes, but he didn't say a word about Auburn?
No, he just forgot
Eddie,
about that.
I didn't expand on that, but...
I was just curious.
If I had have expanded on it, I honestly think it is a shot at Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Honest, I think Alabama probably deserves a first-place vote or two. I mean, no doubt Florida State deserves 90% of them.
Sure.
But I just think it's odd that Alabama didn't get any first-place votes. Yeah.
But truthfully, even me, Jason, I wouldn't vote for Alabama number one, right? Just like we talked Tuesday.
I'm going to have to get my heart medicine, Eddie.
Jason just fell on the floor.
Yeah, we don't have a quarterback yet, so that's the reason I'd have a... To be honest with you, I'd have a hard time voting Alabama number two right now based on our knowledge of our quarterback.
You're right. We don't know anything about him.
I know it. I mean, that's the thing is we're basing a lot on the unknown. And, you know, it's still Alabama. And I think Alabama's number two because of the word Alabama.
Sure, tradition.
At this time.
Right. Hey, the top five, again, was Florida State, Alabama, Oklahoma, Oregon, Auburn. You got a problem with any of those?
I don't. I just think Stoops is going to find a way to blow it.
Oh, I do too. And I, yes, exactly. And
he got a lot of play after that game, after the Sugar Bowl.
And I can't wait.
As Alabama fans, we knew he wouldn't show up.
Exactly. You're right. But I'll be glad to sit and watch. I hope I get to see the game where he gets his eyes dotted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it will. It'll happen.
You're right.
He'll lose three like he always does.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But they're going to pay him, what, $7-8 million a year?
I know. Well, at least he's not number one on our coaching search every year now, so that's good.
You got that right.
I don't think you'll ever have to worry about that again.
Right. So we're good. Well, all right, guys. Well, I appreciate it. It's good
talking. Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, seriously, next time, next Tuesday, let's talk about some college football rivalries because I want to talk about my time I spent my 10 years in Ohio and compare Alabama Auburn to Ohio State.
Yeah, that would be a good one, a good topic of conversation. Compare the Iron Bowl to some of the others. I mean, some of these other guys think they have a rivalry.
Yeah.
They have no clue. And
no.
I know they thought it was the biggest for 10 years, and I can tell you it's not even close.
Hey, well, great. We'll do that next week, Eddie.
All right, guys.
Hey, man, be safe.
Thanks,
all right.
Eddie.
All right,
going to a break. We'll be right back with another Moolah clue, and we'll talk a little more about ESPN and TMZ. Be right back.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Flaker with a bang bang. Rat a da 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 bang bang. Flaker puff wheat markies. The wheat bags hot from gun. The family's favorite breakfast. The wheat bags hot from gun. Flaker puff wheat markies. Have vitamins, do tell. The easy step to extra pep. And boy, the taste is well. Here comes Flaker with a bang bang. Rat a da 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 bang bang.
Hello, gang. You ready for a riddle? Then answer me this. Oh, it's a dilly. Here it goes. Brothers and sisters, I have none. But this man's father is my father's son. Now, who is it? Why, it's me. Isn't that tuffy? Say, gang, but take it from me, your old pal Duck Browning. Yep, you take it from me, there's no beating this eating. I mean a bowl of Quaker puff wheat or rice barkies with milk and sugar and topped with your favorite fruit. Man, no man. These giant breakfast grains of wheat or rice hit the spot. From first to last delicious spoonful, they just melt in your mouth. And talk about flavor. Say, you get a nut-like flavor that stands out. And boy, oh boy, Quaker puffed wheat and rice barkies are crisp and tender as nuts in November. Yep, these kingpin kernels are shot from guns, exploded to 8 times normal size. And here's something else that's important, too. They furnish restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. Good and good for you. That's why the breakfast grains shot from guns are today more popular than ever before. So don't be missing out. Get both kinds. Quaker puffed wheat and puffed rice Sparkies. But make no mistake, they come only in the big Quaker packages that are red and blue. They're the ones for you. Stand by. Quaker puffed wheat Sparkies, wheat and shot from guns. Here comes Quaker with a bang bang. Ra-da-da-da-da-bang bang. Ask Mother. She knows. Yes, Mother knows that quality comes first in a food. And that's one of the big reasons why Quaker puffed wheat and rice Sparkies are more popular today than ever before. Folks appreciate quality in a food, and only the premium grains of wheat and rice are selected for Sparkies. Then these premium grains are shot from guns, actually exploded to 8 times normal size. Plump, luscious, ready-to-eat morsels, as crisp and tender as nuts in November. And so, when Mother's making out the family shopping list, remember to buy the best. Quaker puffed wheat and puffed rice Sparkies.
Welcome back, and once again, time for Where's Moolah? Clue number two.
Clue number two for $50.
And those of you listening and have heard, Cindy Wilson has won, I think, a total of $250 now, Ronnie.
$250 in 2-3 weeks.
Good news, she's not playing this time.
So somebody else can win the $50.
She was very nice about it and kindly withdrew from this one. Give everybody else a chance. But clue number two.
I heard the Coleman Mafia came out after.
Clue number two. If you find Moolah, you wouldn't be on top of the world, but you might be on top of the town. All right? Think about it. If you find Moolah, you might not be on top of the world, but you could be on top of the town. And I think I think clue number two is going to be all we do today. I think that's enough for somebody to find it.
Yeah, I think so.
So
I think
there's
right.
An envelope with $50 in it, but instructions on how to claim your $50. This is brought to you by none other than People's Bank, supporting local athletics, and running big support to our show.
Absolutely, Jason. When we went in a couple of weeks ago and talked to Jimmy, hey, he was so nice and so cordial to us, as well as everybody else was there. They want to help us any way they could, and we just appreciate them so much for helping us.
And you know, the thing about it, when we talked to Jimmy, it wasn't a case of, I don't know, let me check.
Right.
Was Johnny on the spot.
Exactly.
Said, hey, we want to support local athletics. We want to support what y'all are doing and recognize these guys. And so glad to have People's Bank on board with us, and look forward to a long partnership in Where's Moolah.
Sure. So
where do we get to on the?
Give me the clues again.
You want to hear it? You going hunting it this evening?
I don't know where it is.
Okay. If you are hunting Moolah, be careful not to take a wrong turn.
Okay.
Clue two: if you find Moolah, you wouldn't be on top of the world, but you could be on top of the town.
Okay.
And I think clue two will give it away. Somebody will find it.
You think so?
I think so.
By when? Dark?
By Christmas.
By Christmas. Oh, man. Wow. We'll see. Hey, I hope they do.
What you got there on the top, not top of the town, but
Celebrate
Coleman.
Celebrate Coleman. Yeah, we got Celebrate Coleman, which is coming up tomorrow.
Hey, it's here.
It is here, August the 1st. This started back in 2011 when we all know that many of us in our town was devastated by the tornadoes that took over our downtown. Continuing with that tradition, they started after that horrible event. This year again, there will be free entertainment, free kids activities, and free fun for the whole family. Lots of shopping and food. And new this year, Live 95 will be broadcasting live. Events will start at 2 o'clock. at the Fest Hall Market, 2 o'clock. We have Blue Brass Band at 3:30, Smoking Mirrors. On the Bill Smith Stage at 5 o'clock, the band Nick at 7 o'clock, Matt Taylor Band at 10 o'clock, Thad Company. That's Thad. Then the Happy Home Stage, 6 o'clock, Cold Rain, 8 o'clock, Mitch Man, 9 o'clock, the Brad Band. Kids' activities in front of Busy Bee and beside the chapel. There's a Caltrain presented by 4D Farms, so drop your kids off there. Mechanical Bull, Jason's going to try to ride. Blow Up Bounce Rides, Prize Tent Games, Snow Cones, Cotton Candy. And the best part, there's $5 charge
$5.
For food court. Local restaurants will be providing the food. There's also drinks if that is what you would like to participate in. So come out and join us live 95. Cummins Independent Radio will be broadcasting live from the event, and we'll be setting up around Moe's Original Barbecue. That's good. That's some good stuff. Their banana pudding. Mm.
Make you slap your grandma.
That's right. So come by, meet us, and just say hi. Celebrate Cummins, put on in association with the Cullman Downtown Merchants Association and Cullman's Park and Rec.
All right, man. That sounds like a great event coming up for Cullman. Anytime the word free and fun is mentioned.
And a mechanical bull.
You got to have it.
You got to have it. They're just hand in hand. Absolutely hand in hand. Hey, Jason, we were talking about, you know, we have been talking about all the sports networks, and it seems like they've turned into a lot of other things other than reporting sports and what's going on with the teams. Brings me to the point today, and we talked about it a little bit last week, and that's the Ray Rice situation. And if you're out there and you're listening, and if you have an opinion on the Ray Rice situation, whether what the punishment he got was too much, not enough, whatever you think about the Ray Rice situation, give us a call at 737-9951. We'd love to hear what you have to say about the Ray Rice situation. But getting back to that, he did a press conference today. I don't know if you got to see it or anything. Very well-spoken young man, very contrite, very embarrassed, very humble. And the thing that stood out to me was he said, you know, the part that he's going to have to, he'll always have to deal with this, because he says, I have a 2-year-old daughter and she's very bright. Oh, yeah. And someday she's going to get on the computer and she's going to type in Ray Rice.
Right. And of course, that's going to be the first thing that pops up.
And just like he said, you know, it's not going to be how many touchdowns I scored or anything like that. It's going to be this domestic, you know, violence situation. And he said, and I'm going to have to explain that to my daughter.
Just an example of somebody not thinking before they act, and I mean, it happens all the time.
Exactly. And again, not making light of the situation, we all know that is completely, totally, absolutely unacceptable behavior as to what he did. On the flip side of that is, to me, a personal, private issue. Right. It is not for, you know, all the sports networks to just be on it day after day after day. You know, he has a press conference, and they even asking him, you know, they ask him questions at the press conference, you know, what was said, what was done on the elevator to cause this
it's
to happen.
None of your business.
That's right. And, you know, in a nice way, that's what he said. It's, you know, it's none of your business. That's a private issue. I mean, if the reporter asking that question, if they were up there in front of the microphone, would they want other people asking them that? I just don't see why this should be all over the news. Understandably so, the topic. And we all know, and we've all said, there is no place for that whatsoever.
No question.
None. But at some point in time,
it don't take much of a man to hit a woman.
No, it takes a very little.
That's right. I mean, if you're a guy out there listening right now, and you are one of these Ray Rices, hey, there's plenty of guys out here who would love to spar up with you.
Yeah.
So the next time you get ready to hit somebody,
yeah,
hey, find one of these guys out here that's in the tough guy boxing or something like that.
Yeah, and, MMA.
Yeah, try that. Try that on for size.
See how you like that. But my whole point is enough is enough. This is a private matter between he and now his wife. And it's a family.
Which wasn't his wife at the time. She has moved on.
And she's now, they are married. And there was no charges pressed against him in terms of the law enforcement. So, if you're listening, call in. Let us give us your opinion on whether you think, you know, the 2-game suspension that he got was enough. It was too much. Not enough. Whatever you think, let us know.
And people, Ronnie, at this day and time, are not going to be happy with anything the NFL does. This is another case of being in a situation where they're in a no-win situation, because if they take action, people are going to say they didn't do enough.
Right.
If they don't do anything, well, they should have. If they suspend him for a season,
right,
then people like us are going to say, hey, it's none of their business.
Right.
So NFL, once again, in a no-win situation, kind of like the NBA was with Donald Sterling.
Right. Well, you know, and we live in such a world now that everything has to be so politically correct.
That's right.
You know, case in point.
Come on, preach it.
Case in point. Stephen Smith does First Take. Stephen Smith, I think. His name left me. I think that's it. Who does First Take. And I watched that show some. Pretty good. I enjoy the show. I really like him. ESPN suspended him for a week without pay. I would assume without pay. Why else would he be suspended? For his comments that he made about the Ray Rice situation. And he used one word that basically got him suspended, and he used the word provoked. Now, granted, that's not the best choice of word. You know, he was basically saying, you know, was he provoked into doing what he did?
Didn't he also say that he had talked to his wife and daughter and instructed them not to do anything to provoke something like that with anyone? Which is, hey, to me, it's good advice.
It is good.
There's some crazy people walking around in the world.
You're exactly right.
And the less you can do to provoke them, the better
off
you are.
That's right. And, you know, then he came back, and Stephen Smith, and came back, and he apologized on air, did a great job. He's very well spoken. And then the next thing you know, he gets suspended for a week. My question is this. ESPN suspends him for a week for what he said. Does the NFL now come back and say, you know, well, do we have to up that? Or do the Baltimore, you know, do the Ravens come back and say, well, you know, we're going to add a few more games to this, which I certainly don't think they'll do. But at what point in time do we let the law enforcement take care of issues and keep the NFL or the TV network that you work for out of it?
You're right. It boils down to, just like you said, politically correct. And that is all our country has turned into when you can't crack a joke. And I know there's off-color jokes that shouldn't be told in public.
Right.
But people get so upset about it, and there's a lot of things in the world.
We have a lot of issues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And little jokes are not one of them.
Right. So, but that's kind of my take. Again, if you're listening, if you have an opinion about the Ray Rice situation, you know, give us a call. We'd love to hear your opinion. Case in point, let's look at Michael Vick. You know, Michael Vick was dogfighting. You know, he was in prison for, 18 months to 2 years, something like that.
And I don't agree with dogfighting.
No, I don't
either. I'm not a tree hugger. I'm not a big animal right activist.
Right.
I do believe animals, well, maybe they don't have rights, but I think you should treat animals good.
Yeah.
But Michael Vick was sentenced to a term worse than people get for abusing children.
Sure.
Hey, guys, let's give out that phone number again. You've told them to call a few times, but don't give them the number.
Oh, well, that makes it more difficult. Hey, if you give us a call at 737-9951 if you have an opinion on Ray Rice or anything dealing with sports networks. You've kind of heard how we feel about it. We'd love to know what
you think. If you've got an opinion on anything.
If you have an opinion on anything, that's right.
And everybody's got an opinion.
Yes, they do.
Like noses.
Yeah, you got that right. So the number is, again, 737-9951. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
I'll tell you what, I'll up it again. We're going to do the third caller this time. If you're the third caller to call in, and if you don't have anything else to talk about, just tell us if you're an Auburn or Alabama fan.
Oh, sure.
Third caller going to win tickets to go see a movie.
Oh, tickets for a movie.
Tickets for a movie.
Third caller.
Third. Not one, not two, three.
Is that thing three more or two more after Eddie?
No, that's three, starting right now.
Yeah. Oh, I got you. All right, we're going to Jay, if you'll take us to a break, and then we will be back, and we hopefully will have Rex on the phone, and we will talk a little local fishing. So get your buddies, call them, tell them Rex is about to talk to us.
pretty tricky head, isn't it? Partners, how would you like to surprise your pals like that? Well, you can with my new Roy Rogers Quick Shooter hat. It's by Ideal. And here's how the Quick Shooter hat works. Just press this secret button right here, and a replica of an authentic Western pistol pops out and fires. It's your secret weapon, even when they think you're unarmed. So get Ideal's new Roy Rogers Quick Shooter hat at your favorite store today, and you'll always be ready for anything. Ask for Ideal's new Roy Rogers Quick Shooter hat.
Every one of you undoubtedly has a headache or pain remedy that you swear by. But haven't you noticed that on some occasions it fails you? That there are times it does not seem to work? On these occasions, let me suggest that you try Anacin, for here is a remedy that I'm sure won't fail you. You'll find the fastest and most complete relief in Anacin you've ever experienced. The reason is simple. Anacin contains not one pain-soothing agent alone, but four. One of which is in all probability the remedy you now customarily take to relieve pain. You can get Anacin at your druggist for a few cents. Your money back if you're not pleased. I'll spell the name. A-N-A-C-I-N.
Here on Live 95 Sports Talk Live, coming to you on a Thursday afternoon. A nice Thursday afternoon, Ronnie.
Oh, a beautiful, beautiful
and
day.
As we're saying that, I hear the phone ringing. I don't know if it's Rhett's calling in or somebody calling in for movie tickets.
Or whatever.
The phone's just ringing.
That's the other phone number for the other business here in the building.
Oh. The other phone number. Somebody's calling.
So the phone line we're hearing has absolutely nothing to do with us. Is that what you're saying, Jay?
Yeah, you need to hear it. It sounds like this. It goes ringing, 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 ringing.
Oh.
Ringing, ringing, ringing.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Okay. All right. But, yes, beautiful day outside. Hey, and if Rex... he may be tied up this afternoon. Don't know. I didn't touch base any today. So if we want to wing it, I can wing a fishing.
Hey, let's wing it.
Let's wing it. All right, I can do that. this is a fishing technique. This is more of a wintertime technique. And this past winter was the first time I ever used it. I was looking for something, Jason, something different to do, kind of in the wintertime. Jig fishing and then a slow moving jig, a plastic worm or a shaky head or something like that. So I came across, and you remember when we grew up, you know, if we'd put a float on, a worm or a cricket or whatever, and we'd throw it out there, and if the float goes under, hey, everything's good, right? Well, this is kind of, this technique kind of takes you back to your childhood, because that's what you're using. You're using a float. The technique is called float and fly. What you do is, during the wintertime, your big fish, as we know, the water temperature, as it gets cold, this technique, again, is best when the water gets below 60 degrees. The colder, the better, as far as water temperature, because as that water temperature gets cold, the fish become they suspend more, they don't move around much. Kind of like we do, you know, we just kind of hibernate, you know, they're not going to chase baits, fast moving baits and those kind of things. So I came up with what I researched, and it's called the float and fly. I did not design this, but here's simply what it is. Get you about a 9.5 foot rod. That's what you need. Get you a spinning reel of any kind. Doesn't have to be expensive. Now, the rod, I got mine from Bass Pro Shop. The spinning reel, again, can be anything as long as it's a decent reel. Put you some 8-pound braid kind of as your backing for your line. Braid is very light. A line, you know, floats. It's on top. So that's what I use for my backing. Then when I tie onto my backing with my other line, I use 8-pound fluorocarbon. Very, very thin line. Very difficult to be seen. Now, simply once you connect those on and then spool on, you know, about 100 yards or 150 yards of your fluorocarbon. Then tie you on a jig. Now, I order my jigs. They're handmade from Hiram, Georgia. I think it's called the Georgia Tackle Company or something. A great looking jig. And I'm sure there's some folks around here that tie their own or can tie jigs, but those are the best looking jigs I've ever seen. So here's simply what you do. With your depth finder, you kind of try to find out where the fish are, what depth they are at. Then you simply take your float, and that's why you have a 9.5-foot rod. Move your float up till you get to the depth you want. Throw your float out. And then just twitch it. You know, pop, 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 let it sit. Reel in your slack. Pop, 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 let it sit. Reel in your slack.
Hey, this sounded like my kind of fishing.
It is. And it's the simplest technique, but what happens is you keep that jig at the same level all the time. So you can fish it from any depth, essentially, you want to. I usually fish it anywhere from 8 to 12 feet deep, but it will stay in that one position. So if the fish, if you see there, whatever they're holding, if it's 10 feet, you fish in 10 feet. And you just bounce it up and down in front of their face. And, I had a great winter, caught some really good fish.
I'm going to have to give that a try. I've never heard of that, and especially never tried it.
It'll take you back to your childhood. Again, it's a float and a jig. And I use a 3-inch foam float. Now, you know, a lot of people will say this part, you know, is unnecessary, and to a degree it is. But what I do, you know, on the old traditional foam floats, you have a piece of lead at the base of that float,
yeah,
which makes it stand up. If you're going to use this technique, take that piece of lead off, the little wire that runs through the float, take it out, then cut that float in half. Okay, hollow you out a spot in the center of that float so you can put that piece of weight in the center of the float. Put it back together, put the wires back through it, and then epoxy glue it. Let it sit up, let it get hard before you go fish. Now, why in the world would you take the lead or the weight off of that bottom of that float and move it to the center? Well, here's the reason. When you throw that float out, and when your leader gets to the depth that you're fishing, then that float will stand up. Everything's good. If a fish comes and bites your jig, and if they move up toward the surface area, your float is going to turn over on its side because the weight has been taken off of it. If you leave that weight on the bottom of that float and you get a bite and the fish comes up toward the surface, that float is still going to stand up. You would never know that you had a fish on. That's why you take the weight off of the base of that float and move it into the center of the float so that when a fish hits it and moves up, it will lay over on its side, and then you will know you have a bite.
Hey, on the fishing scene, Ronnie, let me ask you something I've heard for years and years, and I have no idea which is right and which is wrong. Are fish colorblind? You know, you hear, what color are you using?
Yeah.
People talking about, well, I caught them on a pumpkin seed.
Yeah.
But studies have shown fish are actually colorblind.
I know, but if you go to a tackle shop, there'll be 100 different colors, you know, on the walls.
But is it because of the fish, or is it because that bait company wouldn't sell near as much if they had one color?
Probably because the bait company. And again,
now, I'm like you. I'll fish different colors, and if I catch one on that, that's my color.
That's my color, yeah, for that day.
Hey, they're hitting it.
Yeah, and I've had people say, hey, you know, if it's an overcast day as far as a soft plastic, use a June bug color. You know, and then at certain times, after dark,
it's got to be a certain color.
That's right. But that is a technique that I used last winter, and it's called the float and fly. If you get on the internet, you can find out everything you need to know. It's very simple.
I'm just going to go with you this winter let you
demonstrate. Go with me, and it's very simple. It's very fun technique. It's called float and fly.
Hey, Ronnie, appreciate you doing that. Rhett apparently is out fishing.
Out fishing today.
But that segment didn't cost us anything.
No, that's a freebie. That's right.
Hey, we were talking about the Ray Rice situation, and I was looking at some things on ESPN. Oddly enough, this came up. I don't know when exactly this happened, but within the past week, Oklahoma running back Joe Mixon has been suspended from the team as police investigate an altercation where he punched a woman.
Oh, my goodness.
Mitson has not been charged, but a female student claims Mitson punched her in the face, breaking four bones.
Wow.
And the Sooners open camp, I think it open camp today, fall camp today,
I
and
think
he
that's
is
right.
not a part of the team as of right now.
We'll see how that...
So, again, off the field.
Off the field incidents, which is, you know, it's a sad commentary. But it's every year something is going on with not just professional athletes, but you know our college athletes and even high school. You know,
we all know, and this may lead into something not politically correct,
right.
as we said. But we all know where a lot of these kids are coming from. They come from families that are maybe one parent, no parent.
Which is in rural. You know, what we think of Mayberry here in Cullman,
right.
you know, go to the local schools, and it's very shocking.
Oh, yeah, and everyone thinks, hey, this happens in Birmingham.
Nah.
Kids like this
it's
are
everywhere.
In downtown Birmingham or in Los Angeles, California.
Right.
They're here in Cullman.
Sure, no question.
Case in point, people, as their kids grow up playing ball, you know, you'll see them, they'll pull up, drop the kids off, come back after the game or
yeah.
after the practice and pick them up. Now, nothing wrong with the practice, but if
right.
the kid's playing a game, I think that the parents need to be there and support
yeah,
them.
I agree.
That just shows you they're not watching them at home either. And that's the reason we got – I'm going to keep on preaching.
Yeah.
That's the reason we have
we're going to pass off from basketball
yeah.
a few minutes.
That's the reason we have athletes punching women and getting into all the off-the-field altercations.
Yeah.
Lack of parenting, folks.
Yeah, and you know, and to take that even a step farther, I would say lack of dads being involved.
You said that right. You said that
yeah,
right.
That was never an issue when I was growing up, you know.
No.
No,
but then the further we go, the worse it seems to get.
Yes.
Ronnie, if you had to pick it right now, four teams to make the playoffs. We talked about it the other day. Four teams to make the playoff. Who's your four? I give my four the other day.
My four teams to get into the playoff again, Alabama. You know, I just think they're going to win the SEC. Not only the regular season, but, the SEC championship with the game. I think Florida State because their conference is not going to challenge them. What I'm hoping happens is Ohio State gets in.
It's going to be hard for Ohio State not to get in as long as they can take Michigan State.
That's right.
Other than that,
so I'm taking Ohio State because I think I'm taking them over Michigan State, even though Michigan State's good. And then my fourth one, I think it's one of two teams. I think it's either Oregon or it's going to be UCLA. So are you
going out west for that?
I'm going out west. So Oregon or UCLA, and if I have to pick one, I'm going to go UCLA. UCLA, Ohio State, Alabama, Florida State. That's my four.
Where do you see, and I know it's far back from the four, but the name was just in front of me, interesting situation there. Where do you see Penn State this year?
Penn State.
And the reason I ask that, the controversy, the scandal, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Do they bounce back, new coach, new year?
I think they'll be – I think they'll be, pretty good. Were they in the coaches' poll? Were they in the top 25?
No, they weren't mentioned in the top
25. They weren't mentioned in the top 25. I certainly think they will get to seven wins easily. I think James Franklin is an outstanding football coach. He can certainly sell.
You can win at Vandy.
That's right. It took him to, four straight bowl games at Vandy. Then you can get the job done.
That's right.
A tough place to coach in the SEC.
Now, the athletes that we were speaking of earlier, that don't apply at Vandy.
Right.
I mean, they're going to go take an ACT test and then go play a football game.
That's right. You got that right. So, I think Penn State made a great hire when they got James Franklin. He's proven, without any shadow of a doubt that he can coach football and he can recruit.
Speaking of hiring coaches, and I hear the music, so that means it's break time. So think about this while we're going.
All right.
Does Gus Malzahn stay at Auburn as long as Auburn wants him, or is he fishing for bigger ocean?
Yeah, that's a good question. Hey, give us a call, 737-9951.
We'll be right back.
See, here's how to make breakfast as exciting as a circus and a three-day rodeo rolled into one.
Shredded, roasting for your breakfast, starts the day all shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. Take a tip from Tom, go and tell your mom, shredded roasting can't be beat.
For better breakfasts, it's Ralston. 1, 2, 3. Shredded Ralston, the ready-to-eat bite-sized cereal. Regular Ralston and Instant Ralston, the delicious hot cereals. Look for these whole-grain cereals in the red and white checkerboard packages. For better breakfasts, it's Ralston. 1, 2, 3.
N-A-B-I-S-C-O, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, eat Nabisco shredded wheat. Looks as if Dave is riding straight into trouble. I hope Steve and Packy will think of the right thing to do and rescue him. And you know something, boys and girls? The right thing for you to do when you see a dish of Nabisco shredded wheat in front of you is to reach for a spoon and start eating. Yes, those delicious Nabisco shredded wheat biscuits topped with milk and sugar are really something, and something you'll want plenty of. You see, Nabisco shredded wheat is pure whole wheat, rich natural grain that's grown out on the Western Plains. Yes, it's mighty good tasting and a mighty fine energy food to keep you going strong all morning long. Tell Mother it's Nabisco shredded wheat for you tomorrow morning, sure. Looks as if Deaver and Slick are getting just what's coming to them. But say, boys and girls, there's something good coming your way when you ask for Nabisco shredded wheat for breakfast. Yes, sir, those crisp, toasty biscuits are mighty delicious. Just top them with sugar and milk, and you're having a real straight arrow breakfast. And a breakfast that'll keep you going strong all morning long. Because Nabisco shredded wheat is pure whole wheat, a real energy food. And, of course, Nabisco shredded wheat and milk give you some important vitamins that you need. Better check with Mother now to see if she has plenty of Nabisco shredded wheat on hand. Tell her you'll be glad to go to the store for Nabisco shredded wheat anytime. Remember to get the package with a picture of Niagara Falls. And remember, N-A-B-I-S-C-O, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, eat Nabisco shredded wheat.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, 95.5, 547, working our way out of this one, but before we do, hey, we've got an old-time friend on the phone, Mr. Tally Johnson. Tally, welcome to the show.
Hey, give me a roll tide.
Hey, I like this guy right off the bat. Roll
Tally,
tide.
Come on now.
Hey, what you up to, buddy?
Hey, we're just trying to talk a little bit of sports and waiting on football season. How about you?
Hey, that's about what I'm doing. Hey, I'm fixing to put me a man cave. I'm going to invite you over, Jake.
That's what I was going to, that was my next question, if we were going to get an invite.
Hey, I'm going to have a man cave, repaint the walls. Hey, it's all going to be a real tide, room.
I need to get you up to my man cave. A little different color, a little different scheme, but you need to come see it.
Got that old Auburn in there, don't you?
That War Eagle, baby.
Hey. I had to
holler for Tally, give me your four teams.
My four teams?
That's going to make the playoffs. I know Alabama's one, so give me three.
Alabama.
Now, you're already crying about it, Tally.
Did you hear that little grandpa? Hey, Florida State.
That's a safe bet.
Who did Eddie Gwynn pick? I know you asked Eddie Gwynn the same question. Who did he pick last?
I don't know if he ever gave us his four or not.
I don't think he did.
You can't copy Eddie. Don't depend on Eddie. He'll lead you the wrong direction.
I ain't going to depend on Eddie. He always depended on me on the football field, too.
Hey, I don't doubt that. You were the meat on the line.
That's right.
What do you think about Ohio State or Oregon? How about the Ducks?
I don't think Ohio State might. I don't know. They might be in the playoffs. They really ain't got that strong a schedule, do
they? No, it's bad.
Wouldn't you like to see, at least as two Alabama fans, that I would love to see Alabama and Ohio State in the national championship?
Yeah, I would too. Wouldn't be no game, I don't think.
No, I'd love to see Nick Saban beat Urban Meyer's eyes out.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Shoot.
What do you think about Steve? Do you think Steve Spurrier is just running his mouth because he's not in the highlight anymore?
I think you hit the nail right on the head, Tally. I think Spurrier's day. I mean, he's still a good coach, but he's not the man anymore.
I think he's upset about it, don't you?
Oh yeah, not only him, but Mr. Stoops in Oklahoma feeling the same way.
He's been popping off too. Well, let me ask you something. Where do you buy one of them shirts at?
Hey, we're in the process of getting those ordered, and you won't have to buy them if you'll come out to. Hopefully, we'll have them by the time we do our Grumpy's broadcast, and you've got to be there August the 28th. That's the Thursday night that football starts. It'll be from 4 to 7 or to kick off. We're not going to be on there when football is going on, but come up to Grumpy's with us. If you come up there, I'll give you a shirt.
I'm going to try to make it, but, I drive a truck, so you're probably sitting on
Facebook. Hey, tell us, I know you do get to meet some interesting people. Tell us some people you've met driving the truck and making the deliveries.
Well, I went to Jeff Burton's house here a while back, and met him and his wife. He come up and talked to me, a little bit. I went to Clint Boyer's house, but his wife was there, but he was off racing, I reckon. I just got off race. That was like on a Monday. And we're supposed to go to next month or so. We're supposed to go take Kevin Harvick to the Hilson building.
Oh, my brother-in-law, if he hears that, he'll be in the back of the truck. He's a Harvick fan.
So Harvick, he run a car on Saturday and run first place all the way to right then and didn't win.
Oh, man, I wish you hadn't even told me that, Tally. Just for entertainment purposes only.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Another thing, Jason. How come you didn't come to that Spiegel reunion here a while back up on the point? You ain't never been there. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. You missed it, buddy.
Hey, how did you get tied in with the Spiegels anyway?
Oh, hey, our great-great-great-grandpa.
Everybody is in around Cold Springs can some way or another.
I know. David Spiegel, we all
get
that. Even
those
pearls,
Ken.
Even that's pearls, Grandpa.
So
you know that.
Oh, Tally, we're not going to go into the family tree. We'll stay on sports.
You said that tree. You said that tree.
That tree don't have that one limb.
Hey, J-Bo, give me one. I want to give one shout out to one guy.
All right, go ahead.
I know he's probably listening. I want to give a good shout out. I want to give a good roll tide to my old buddy Donald Joe Bailey.
Donald Joe Bailey. Actually, I think he is up in Gatlinburg today. But
oh, he's not listening in.
No, he's not listening in. Probably, but if he is, he fell out.
Yeah.
He probably broke out in whelps and everything else here and that.
It's very easy to do with the internet. Tune in app. Yep, there
that's
you go.
Right.
All right, J-Bo, I'll holler at
hey,
you.
Hey, Tally, don't let this be your last call now.
Oh, I won't.
Don't forget us at Grumpy's.
I won't, buddy.
All right, appreciate your call, man.
Thanks, Tally.
All right, buddy. All right,
bye-bye. Another good friend, Tally, goes back a long way. He was a football player, Cold Springs, played for years, and he did play with Eddie. Played on the line there with Eddie Gwynn, making some holes.
Oh yeah, sound like a good guy.
He's a sight.
Did you say he drives a truck?
Yeah, I think he drives for Morton or somebody, something with
wow,
that.
That's pretty cool.
But he does get to meet a lot.
I'm gonna
of people.
Say he met Jeff Gordon and I forgot who the
if
other
he,
one was.
If he does what Harvey. I think the buildings, he can deliver some stuff up to my house. I'm needing a building. So.
Oh, man.
Hey, got number 22 on the line again, and he's got a follow-up, I think, on what Tally has just said. So.
Did he just say he hurt me on a football field?
Is that what I heard?
I think he more or less said he made you what you
what
was.
You are.
What I am.
You wouldn't be squat if I had one for him.
I turned around the whole school football program. He made me what I am. Are you kidding me?
In fact, I think he said Eddie would have been nothing without me.
Yeah.
Well, really and truly, I had to follow up so I was the third caller so I could get the ticket.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, free movie tickets.
Sweet. I was with you. But, top five will be Bama. I'll go Florida State second.
All right.
Third and fourth is going to be a little tough.
You got to throw somebody in there.
I
know it's not going to be Auburn.
Oklahoma. I'm going to throw Auburn in. I'm going to throw Auburn in at three.
I hear you.
You in a weak moment.
That hurt. That really did hurt. And I'm gonna say Ohio State's going to come in at four. I'm going to put you in the playoff, Jason. But
thank you, Eddie.
Play until the national championship game, and we'll beat you again.
But does it not feel good to have two teams in the top five from the state of Alabama?
Absolutely.
As long as the right one's on the top.
Yeah.
Of the
When I just heard him, when he heard him abuse me a little bit, I had to call back and follow.
Oh, that's right. Man's pride's worth a lot.
That's it. Well, all right, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, you,
thanks.
Man.
Give me a call and I'll set you up with some movie tickets.
All right, brother.
All right.
See you.
Thanks.
See you.
Bye. Hey, those two, they'll argue it all day long.
That's what we want.
That's it.
The lines are always open for folks that want to call.
Folks, sure enough, make a note. August 28th, going to be a great time at Grumpy's. Grumpy's, some great food, going to be some great time there, great food and drink, and we're going to be telling some tales and talking football.
That'll be some fun right there. There'll be a big crowd of people there with the opening night of college football there on a Thursday. So
It don't get any better than that.
Yeah.
And maybe we can squeeze out a few wings out of them something.
That's right, get something to eat.
That's right. We're all about that. We're going to hit that $5
food. Well, I tell you what, I hope they have. I hope, boy, they have a great pretzel salad. Have you ever eaten their pretzel salad?
I've never tried that.
You've never eaten pretzel salad?
I don't think.
You've been deprived all
your
life.
Is it the Jell-O?
Yeah.
I didn't know what you called it.
Pretzel salad.
I eat stuff all the time. I don't know what you call it.
Kathy just fixed it and you eat it.
As long as she fits it, I'll eat it.
Well, I know why you do, too, because she can cook. Yeah, pretzel salad.
Hey, we're coming up on about the last 2 minutes of the show, so before we get off here, we want to remind everybody to do a little housekeeping. Please visit live95coleman.com. The show will be on demand there. If you want to go back and say, what did Ronnie say on that fishing technique? What was that called again? Or what did he say? And be sure to check us out on Facebook, live95coleman. Coleman there also, or Sports Talk Live. And folks, if you see Ronnie Barnes out, give him a dime, maybe 25 cents. Let's try to get him a smartphone so he can do all this stuff. He's still on a phone that looks like something Benjamin Franklin has.
It's not quite a flip phone, but it's got a keyboard not on top off of it. Sweet.
And visit us our website, follow us on Twitter at Coleman Sports.
Hopefully next week, Jason, we're going to get some – I'm going to contact some of the high school coaches, and Thursday hopefully we'll have, one of those guys, local high school coaches, either call in or come in. We'll do an interview with them. And then, we've talked about the cornhole tournament that we may be doing.
That's looking like August 23rd.
August 23rd.
If we can throw everything together, we should know something in the next week.
Yeah,
and already getting some interest on that. Several people have told me they want to
play that. Tell your friends and all that we're going to try to have one, and we'll, hopefully next week or so we can talk a little bit more about it and give you some more details.
Hey, if we can get it together, it will be worth the trip up there because there'll be some giveaways.
Yeah.
You won't go home empty-handed as I do in a lot of those cornhole tournaments. So.
be just a good time. Get some folks. Even if you don't even play, come try it. I've never played, but I'm going to participate.
Oh, it's awesome. Great time. And tomorrow, Ronnie, we actually enter the month that football begins.
That is exactly right. August 1.
I think everybody should follow my lead and take off tomorrow.
Take off tomorrow. Should be a national holiday, at least in the South.
All right. Remember, celebrate Coleman tomorrow. Go out and visit. Going to be a lot of free activities, a lot of fun stuff for the kids.
Yeah, starts at 2 o'clock.
And a lot of music.
A lot of music.
Live 95 will be there.
That's exactly right.
Going to be a great time. Folks, have yourself a great and a safe weekend. Ronnie's not going to invite me to the lake, so I'm going to take
the
wife
on a little
trip.
Hey, you're going on a trip, so hey, you know, have a good time.
We'll be back Tuesday with more Sports Talk Live.
Yeah. I got a call from a guy who I really appreciate who told me that my CD was fixed. So
your CD was fixed. Oh, it's to the lake
so
you
folks,
go.
Folks, if you want to ride, CJ
CJ, he'll take you for a ride on the CD.
And I'm going to take y'all off the air now.
Folks, we'll see you next week.
Have a great weekend.
I'm standing on my own. We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.